and leave these doors open.
So that would keep it from...
Yeah, protect it.
Now, you mentioned, we're outside, you're talking about somebody making sorghum molasses.
Yeah, that's Elmer's brother down here. Did you ever see anybody make sorghum?
He made their own?
Yeah, he said he'd make about 40, 50 gallons. Well, they're not a making yet. You ought to, if we needed a making sometime, we could go and you could.
Oh, I wish I could. I'd love to see that. See them making that.
Yeah, they cook it off in the pan after cooking, you know, and they have a furnace, you know, and they burn wood under this furnace.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the skimmers, what they just, the bars between. Mm-hmm. They skim it off, and when it gets thick, like you're making jelly, or they'll go run it off in a 5-gallon can, you know, and get cool, they put it in buckets. And they have a big sorghum mill with a big old pole to it, you know, that you hitch a mule to. And he pulls it around, and one sets there and puts the cane in. I've fed a many of them.
And you wagon. Put the cane in there?
Yeah.
And then
barrel over here to the side where the juice runs to catch the juice. The one has to carry the juice, and that's the pan if you don't have it piped to the pan.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people like the juice to drink, but I never did like cane juice, but I like to chew the cane, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like the bark off of it, it's real good.
And that'd be the sorghum cane would be what they use to
make the molasses, what they call sorghum.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's really interesting. Now, when people would buy molasses, what would it come in?
Buckets, syrup buckets, they call syrup buckets.
Mm-hmm. Which is thicker, syrup or molasses?
Well, syrup and molasses, that's all the same. Unless it's this Bolton syrup. Sorghum molasses is the ones
different
that you make on a mill.
I see.
Yeah, and this other syrup's different.
Mm-hmm. Well, y'all just know everything. I just learned
a lot of this new stuff, which I don't know nothing about.
I'm not interested in that.
Well, now. Last year it was at $6. You know, we used to get them for.
I gave my brother.
I believe it was $8 what we paid a gallon. You know, we don't need a lot of salt.
If you bought them a quart in the quart jars, it's more trouble to put them in there. I'd give them $2.
It'd be
$2. For the quart. Mm-hmm. But there's some of them just in a gallon bucket. I think you sold them for $7. Mm-hmm. But that's higher than they ever was, I guess.
We used to back though when we'd make them, you know.
Oh, we got
to strip cane and cut the heads off, and then we'd haul the heads in, you know, feed the heads to the chickens.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that.
Oh, you're
now, down at the store, my son runs a country merchant store down here on the road. You go to Hollywood there. He bought, you can get anything you want there. Well, he has canned stuff, you know, bread and cookies, and he sells gas and.
Uh-huh.
Stuff like that, and Elbert bought them.
Oh, I want to go leg down. That room is in
there
something. Now, this is what you call sorghum.
This is what you call.
But we didn't get that down there, but that's 100%. You've heard of Lum and Abner.
Oh, Lum and Abner.
See, but they're both dead now.
Oh, I thought they were. Yeah,
but they still use that brand.
They still use that.
You know, you taste it. Now, this is what sorghum tastes like.
Oh, boy. I never have tasted it.
You want some butter on the...
I never tasted it. And that's 100%. It says 100%.
Sorghum.
Yeah. Well, y'all are so nice to me. I feel kind of like I'm sort of...
Well, I like for people to feel at home in there.
I really do. Y'all are just so nice to me. Been treated like this.
You know, we have some of them.
Like that.
Really oh.
Did
you want something to drink?
Oh, no, thank you.
No, we're going to get you some butter.
They came
a couple from Illinois.
I
think he's past 50.
Uh-huh. And you know how old we were. He said, "Well, you've got 20 years on me." He says, "I won't ever live to be old." I said, "Oh, you might."